Hello and welcome to the Unexpected Couple podcast. You have your hosts, me, Niall, and my wife, Becky. This podcast is all about relationships, happy stories, and general husband and wife chat. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our views are entirely our own and don't represent the companies we work for. You can find us and our other podcasts at Facebook and Instagram under Abbey Sounds and email us with any topics, relationship advice, or even just to say hello at abbeysounds@outlook.com. Enjoy the podcast. Hello, and welcome to The Unexpected Couple, episode 4, with me and Becky. How are you, love?
I'm very well, thank you.
Was that intro a little bit better? Was he a bit more happy?
Happy. It's just when you were like talking about it, when you went to introduce me, you kind of fluffed up all your words. That's all I meant. I thought the intro was fine.
I didn't. I did it perfect first time because I'll edit it.
Yeah, but it was too close together to edit.
Maybe.
Okay.
Right. So it's a bit of a different episode today because
I'm taking the reins.
Yeah, it's all Becky.
Well, it's not.
It is. Like you've planned everything.
Well, I'm kind of copying all the stuff that we've done of the past episodes, but because the first few was all like getting to know me and we haven't actually done a get to know you section yet.
Yeah.
So I thought we could do that. Even though everyone listening knows exactly who we are, but still
we get to know Niall. The bloke or the girl in the Philippines doesn't know.
They're still listening.
Yeah.
I had a few, like, a bit of feedback from people who have listened to say that they liked a bit about the positive news or the interesting news story. So I've got a few things. I've got an interesting thing to talk about. So hopefully I've got enough to fill it up.
Yeah.
If not, I'm going to need you to do something.
Okay. I haven't planned anything in terms of...
No, just talk. Okay. I think there's enough. Hey.
Okay.
So I thought we could start with the get to know you. So I've done it like how you did it for me, where it was like this or that.
Yeah.
And then a few like watch favourites.
Okay.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yeah. Is it quick fire?
Well, it's kind of quick because if you spend too much time thinking about it, you're not going to like, yeah, it's just this or that.
Okay.
And I'll do all the favourites at the end so you can think a little bit longer about them.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, I've tried to do them that's more like based around you and the thing. So I've not done exactly the same ones you did for me.
Okay.
So hopefully you'll find them quite good. Okay, so sweet or savoury?
Savoury.
Okay, Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Lord of the Rings.
PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation.
Fruit or veg?
Veg.
Marvel or DC?
DC.
Oh. Prime or Netflix?
Netflix.
Staycation or vacation?
What's the difference?
So staycation is like staying at like local or like in your country, and vacation is like going somewhere different.
Vacation.
Rugby or football?
Rugby.
Oh.
Yeah.
TV series or films?
Films.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Oh, okay. You actually surprised me on a couple of them.
On what?
The rugby or football.
Well, obviously, I love Aston Villa, but at the moment, with playing rugby, I prefer rugby. And I fell out of love with a bit of the game, especially because I'm not playing it anymore. Mm. We don't play, like, even with my mates. So, I don't know, I'm playing rugby, and they're a bunch of pussies. Like, they keep rolling on the floor, and...
Oh, I can't watch football, really. Yeah,
and VAR, well, to be fair, I've only really fell out of it since VAR has come in, which is the first virtual assistant referee.
I do know what VAR is now. So,
I didn't know. So, since that's come in, it's just took something from the game, so I've kind of lost interest.
Oh.
Well, I know it's got VAR in rugby, but it makes sense and it works. So yeah, I watch Villa. I still love England.
Mm.
But yeah, I've kind of got into Premiership rugby.
Yeah, I've noticed that you've been watching that quite a bit on telly.
Yeah, I think it's quite good. I mean, it helps with me playing rugby as well a little bit. So yeah. I like watching someone who's playing in a position that I'm playing or I want to play in.
Okay, right. So the next ones are like favourites. I've only done like five.
Okay.
Okay, so a favourite meal.
Oh, you should have told me these so I could have had a think before. Oh. A Sunday dinner.
Yeah, classic. Favourite TV show?
The Wire.
Favourite drink?
Guinness.
Oh, okay.
Have you got an alcoholic drink next?
No.
Oh, yeah, no Guinness then, yeah.
I just didn't know whether you'd do that or whiskey.
If it was socially acceptable, I'd just drink like alcohol or beer for every meal, really. I'm not a big pop fan.
You kind of do. Without making you sound too bad.
No, it's all right.
Yeah.
No, it's probably true. I have genetic when it comes to Irish people. I can't help it.
Right. Favourite game?
Metal Gear Solid.
Okay. I didn't know whether you would go for like a computer, like console game or like a board game. So I was like,
no, if you say game to me, I always automatically think video.
Okay. And then favourite colour?
Red.
Nice. So that's a little bit about getting to know. Are they all right questions? I've just dropped on the floor.
Yeah, it's all right. Sorry about the probably the big bang. Yeah, she just dropped the notepad on the book. No, yeah, they were fine. They were good.
Yeah, I feel like I already hate being in control of this. I feel like you're much better at keeping it on track.
They're all letting you do it. I wish the lads would take a bit of initiative for four brummies. They don't help me out at all.
You are a bit of a control freak, though, let's be honest. Wouldn't like someone else doing it anyway.
No, I would, and I wouldn't. If they took the time to do it and they said, I've got an idea, then yeah, crack on. I'm currently just putting ideas to them, and it's like yes or no. There's no one, you know, getting involved.
Well, it's very difficult, isn't it, at the moment? And I think, obviously, because you can't get together and...
Yeah, no, we were saying, because the other episode was like a fucking nightmare, the new one. And we did say that it's not as interactive when you're not with each other, especially lad banter. Because there's a lot of gestures and nuances to lad banter where people pick up on and target each other for stuff.
It's a lot easier when you're in person because it's like just having a conversation, whereas when it's kind of over virtual, you're kind of waiting for someone to respond almost. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it was just nice to talk to them. I think that's... I mean, we'll still keep doing it over Zoom. It was a little bit nicer just talking to them.
To be honest, it sounded all right. So if you couldn't...
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't as bad as I thought, but then it all depends on the quality of the people's mics. Because actually the recording isn't bad. It was just, I think Kieran had like earphones instead of headphones. So every time he moved, you could hear him. But Alex had like AirPods, which weren't too bad. And then Pete had like a proper PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
Like my headset. So they weren't too bad. But yeah.
I feel like we're giving a bit too much time to four Brummies.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I also don't think that they'd do a shout out for like my podcast on their show. So
okay, sorry.
I'm going to backtrack it get back to ours, if that's all right.
No, yeah. Fuck them guys.
No, I don't mean that. I do love Brummies podcast. But this isn't that. So I still really need some feedback, so if anyone has anything or any good ideas, please, please get in touch, because I can't seem to think of any.
Yeah, no.
So I would appreciate any feedback or criticism, whatever. I would really like that.
I'm going to keep all this
cut that bit out. No, it's brilliant. I hate this bit. I hate doing the main talking. I like just reacting to you. So, I was looking for some good news, and I've tried to look at something most recent, because there's no point looking at stuff from, you know, years or months ago.
Yeah, I had to go back to like 2009 to find stuff.
Yeah, there was some stuff from like 2020, which I'm going to keep because I think they're good little things to maybe bring up in conversation when we talk about stuff, but it was a bit long ago to kind of celebrate it now. So there was a couple of things on the news recently. There was a nice little story about a nurse who she isolated in a caravan because she lives with a husband, but she also lives with like her elderly mother.
Yeah.
And obviously because she was a key worker and she was working as a nurse, she actually bought a caravan and stayed in there with her husband like at the beginning of the pandemic. So in March, she moved into a caravan thinking it would only be for a few weeks. And then she's been in there since. And at Christmas, because like her mum had got vaccinated and everything, she like moved home. So she had like Christmas and New Year with her mum back in her own house.
She's back in the caravan now?
No, because her mum's been vaccinated now. So she's moved back home. But she thought she was living in a caravan for what? How long was the first lockdown? Like a few weeks?
The first lockdown was a few months.
Yeah, like 12 weeks?
Yeah, let's say 3 months, yeah.
Yeah, so she thought it would just be for that time. And then she's been there for like 9 months, really. I thought that was really quite a nice story that she's moved back.
I did see. I'd be screwing.
Why? I'd love to live in a caravan, mate.
I know, because you're a gypo.
No, I love a caravan.
I like a caravan. I wouldn't want to live in a caravan, especially because I saw the caravan. Well, if it's the same, well, it would be the same story, because I can't imagine as many people who are a nurse living in it. Let's see, have you got a picture? Because the caravan looks like proper shithole. Yeah, see?
Yeah, that's a standard caravan.
That is a proper shithole caravan.
It's a standard caravan, Noel. It doesn't show you the inside, but it's a standard caravan.
Trust me, it looks like a shithole.
I think it would be hard to live there, because I love a caravan holiday, do not get me wrong. You can't really have a bath, and the showers are a bit crap, and
I don't think that one had that stuff. They're normally...
So how did she shower?
She obviously went in the house.
No, because she was... I was like, caravans have showers and oil.
No, I'm saying that one. I'm telling you, that one is the basic caravan. It'll be a bed and a kitchen, and that's it. And maybe a toilet.
No. It'll have a shower in there.
Look at the size of it.
Yeah?
That does not have a shower. And it looks like it's from 1970.
No, it is like bigger than the width of our house, that's got a shower in it.
That's an absolute load of bollocks. But anyway, it is a good story, but yeah, if that was me, I'd be screwed.
Well, you'd probably move someone into the caravan and you'd stay in the house if you were in that situation.
100%, I'd move the old people into the caravan.
I don't think you'd ever have... You wouldn't live with a parent or an in-law anyway.
I've said your mum can come.
Said she could stay in the shed.
Yeah, I'll make the shed really nice for her.
I don't think... No, it's all right. She's got my brother and sister anyway. They've got more space than we have anyway. No, she won't want to live with us.
I think it'd be a toss-up of who gets her.
I've already said I'm not. I've put in too many years already.
Yeah, I think that we'll have to have like a sit-down meeting, like a mafia, and all discuss. Like,
who wants that?
Who's getting Lindsay?
You do realise she's going
to
listen to
this podcast. I know. And Lindsay, shout out to Lindsay.
We are only like kind of joking, because I absolutely love her, but... I do not want her living with me, but it's all right. I'll just power up and bring my sister.
We lived with her for like 18 months, didn't we? So
yeah. And I think I could... I think it was a struggle for me to live with her in her house, but if she lived with me in my house, I'd lose it, because we're just so different. Like, even when she stays or visits, like me or my sister, she just does stuff that drives us mad that she doesn't even realise she's doing. I feel bad for her, because we do kick off at her for no reason.
Yeah, you lot are very different people.
Yeah, completely.
I don't know, but yeah, when it comes to Lindsay, we'll keep her in the shed. I'm happy to say I'll keep Lindsay in the shed, and she can come in for tea.
That's so cruel.
She's getting free living.
It's a shed. It's not living, is it?
Is it living.
Like African
people have sheds, and they're happy.
Is it like a conversion, like where it's got like a toilet and running water?
I was just
going to
get
like
a normal like garden shed and insulate it and give her a light and a
that
socket.
Sounds really, is that what they do in Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
When he's bitten
that's
at
it.
The end.
I'll give her a GameCube at the bottom. She can play it, she can have games, and then I'll come in, I'll wake up every morning, I'll unlock the door for her. She can pot around the garden.
That's horrendous. Do you know what? I'm really worried that people are going to listen to this and think that we're very cruel people. It is kind of a joke, although she's not living with us.
If we get like an annex, she can live there.
Do you know what? We might get divorced and I might have to live with her again, and then you'll be like that. She might bring it up and she might go, actually, you can stay in the shed now.
What if we get divorced and I get Lindsay? That's not fair, is it?
Well, no, it's not fair, and I'd be absolutely fuming. You can't get my mum.
Yeah, but who's having worse off here?
What do you mean?
Who gets Lindsay? That's what I'm saying.
But if we get divorced, I get her. She's my mum.
Oh, I thought I was trying to say who's the negative here? Who gets the negative?
Oh, she's not a negative. Do you know what? You're gonna go right down in our ranks.
I'm not.
You are, and deservedly so.
No, Lindsay loves me, and I love Lindsay.
Yeah, say that after you said you want to move her into a shed and lock her in and let her out and roam the garden.
That's the joke me and Lindsay have.
Yeah, okay. Right, let's move on to some positive news. This was all meant to be happy stories, and you've just said that you want to lock your mother-in-law in a shed.
Said everyone ever?
No, no, no. They normally have a mother-in-law from hell. You've got a nice mother-in-law.
Mm.
She would do no wrong to you. Do you know what I mean?
No, she's sound, to be fair.
Yeah, she wouldn't say that, would she?
Oh, I saw some photos of her when she was younger, actually, recently. She's pretty hot. Shout out to Lindsay, younger than Lindsay.
Can you just stop the conversation here?
Okay, sorry, carry on.
You already did that in person with her, and now you're just shouting out on the podcast. She'll love this, though.
I know she will.
She'll get a bit giddy. But anyway, back to positive news stories.
Yeah, go on.
It was a nice little thing. Now, you were going to not like this story for one reason. Okay. So, it was about a young little boy in Wales, about 10 years old. No,
go on.
That wasn't the bit that you're not going to like. I can't pronounce half the places, so I'm not going to even attempt
Just make up the name, say Cardiff. Everyone know that then.
No, it's nowhere near Cardiff. But I actually think it's kind of where we've been in Wales, but I'm not sure.
Carmarthenshire.
Yeah, but I don't know. But anyway, this little kid, he decided to carry a sack of potatoes up a mountain. Now, it sounds weird that I've said sack of potatoes. His dad owns a chipper, so he was kind of doing that. And he was raising money to buy tablets for patients at hospitals. Obviously, because they can't have visitors because of COVID, they can have tablets and they can Zoom and Skype with like friends and family that they can't see, which I thought was really lovely. But I know that you would hate it because you hate video calls.
Yes. So it's absolutely stupid.
It's not. Like, I understand sometimes it's
a nice story. Fair play to the lad. I would ask, why isn't he doing homework?
He climbed up a mountain. It didn't take him, like, years. He can still do homework.
I thought this was, like, continually. He was up and down the mountain for a charity.
He's done, like, a couple of miles, I think he did. And then I think he did a bit of cycling. And then I think he did some other bits. But it's not like a thing. He wants to do it annually. But I don't think it was, like...
Is he fat?
No. You are horrendous.
No, I'm saying... Because then it'd be interesting, because at least he's getting fitness. Hey, I'm fat. I mean, I've got nothing against the bloke for being fat, but it'd be quite good for
He's 10 years old.
Yeah. Start him early.
Yeah, 2 miles up the steep hill.
That's quite far, actually, to be fair. Fair play to him.
Yeah, he wants to do it, and he raised tablets for about 3 hospitals. So
he gave it directly to them?
Yeah. They've all got the tablets, so they can all, like, Zoom or Skype or whatever, video call people that can't see them, you know. And I think that's really nice because it can be very lonely for people at home that are isolating or, you know, we're in a lockdown, everyone's struggling. But, like, especially if you're, like, in a hospital, you're not even at home, you've not got your home comforts. And I just thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, it is nice, and it's actually charitable work that I agree with, without going into that whole deep, dark subject. It's actually, like, proper charity work, so, yeah, fair play to him. I like that.
It would be wasted on you, because you would never video call anyone. Don't diss the Welsh. We like the Welsh.
I don't. I like Wales. I love Wales, actually. It's a beautiful country. This is inhabited by heathens and rebels.
What have the Welsh ever done to you?
One of them got my sister up the duff. So,
yeah, and you've got a beautiful nephew now.
Half Welsh nephew. But no,
absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
They're all right. But I just don't see the point of video calling. But then I get now why video calling is actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Because you can't see someone. You can go outside. For a normal person, it doesn't make sense.
So,
but for old people who, unless their care home's got their proper, you know, these dividing rooms that you get in prison.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I feel that it is useful to see people. But I don't get video calling.
But if it's okay now when people can't get together,
because they can't.
Yeah, what's the difference between that and doing it before lockdown?
Because people took the piss with it.
But why? Because if they're not seeing each other in person,
because
then it's still a way of seeing someone.
Corona to justify it. I'm on about people who video call people rather than calling people. So you're having a conversation over the phone.
Yeah.
But via video, what's the point?
Because then you can see someone, it's like you're talking to them and you can see their
face.
See
what?
Well, you can see them. It's like having a conversation face to face with someone.
Why don't you have that conversation face to face?
Because they might not live down the road. Or
so they don't live down the road, fair enough. So why do you need to, why can't you just call them?
Because it's nice to see their face.
And do you, most people on video calling don't actually put it on their face? It ends up being on the floor or
well, I don't
really
video call many people, to be honest.
Well, no, because as soon as I see you doing it, I shout at you.
Done it with my mum a few times during lockdown.
Just call. Just be a normal human being and call or go see that person. You don't need to video call. There's this obsession now where people are video calling for 5-minute conversations. Oh, hi. What's the plan for tonight? Or, yeah, have you seen blah, blah, blah?
I don't get when people do it in like the supermarket, unless they need to show them something. But when they're talking, just like holding their thing in the supermarket, I don't get that.
That's a new thing that people are doing all the time. I'm going around Asda's terrible for it. I don't even know how.
No, it's Morrison's I saw it.
Oh, no, Asda's really bad. I don't know how poor people can afford all these nice phones and video chat. How much are they paying for these data plans?
To be honest, now most things get like unlimited data now.
Do they? I don't. I get like 4 gigabytes and I pay like £32 a month.
Yeah, you can get quite a lot of like internet with a lot of
deals. And
that's
a crap
now.
Phone as well. That's like basic Sony phone.
People just like it.
And they do it all the time. They're like talking and they're shouting at each other. And there's people walking past the video call. And then you see that awkward bit when you walk behind them. And you kind of locked eyes with the guy on the screen. And they've locked eyes with you. So they're looking like, as if, why are you looking at my conversation? It's because you've got your fucking face on a phone. And you, the person you're talking to shouting in the aisle. You fucking prick. And they look at you like, excuse me, I'm in the middle of a conversation here. It's like, I'm sorry, I can't walk past and not look what's on your phone. It seems you've got it right to your face.
Yeah, it always seems to be when you're just about to, you need something in that vicinity as well. Like you're waiting for them to move and they're just stood with their phone and you feel like you don't want to interrupt, but then you're also like, well, you're kind of in my way.
Yeah, and
I just don't see the need. Unless you're saying, look, what food do you want or do you need me to pick up this? And you need to show them.
Just call and say, right, I'm in the spices aisle. What spice do you need? Chinese 5-spice. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sound, I'll be back in a bit. Love you, bye.
We are a little bit old school, me and you, though. We're like elderly people and young people buddies, though.
Yeah, that shouldn't be old school. That should just be the standard, like a normal human being.
Yeah, but technology has advanced now and people are making the most
of it. Stupid, literally. The phone call and a text should have been the height of human advancement on a personal phone. That should have been it. Technology should stop there and I'd be happy. You don't need to. There was nothing to advance. They advanced for no reason, in my opinion. But I'm old and grumpy because I just really, really hate video calling.
I feel like I've made you really grumpy today and I've meant to do like positive news and I feel like I've just not wound you up. I do apologise.
No, I'm...
But then you have silly things that you're funny about, so yeah, I don't apologise for that.
I have just woken up, even though it is like 2 o'clock. I woke up about an hour ago, so I'm still...
Probably about 2 hours ago. And you were doing a night shift. It's not like you just woke up at...
But no, the stories, they were nice.
And they were actually from 2021. That's how recent they were.
Maybe I should just, when you do the nice stories, I just don't comment on them. I just go, yeah, they're nice. And then it'll be nice for people who listen.
Because then it'll be optimistic without the... Is it pessimistic?
Yeah, pessimistic. Maybe. Oh. I don't know. I've got...
Do you know what? This podcast has really made me, like... I can't think of words when I'm on it. I'm talking and it's like my brain just goes blank and I forget what certain words are. I don't know how to pronounce them. And, I don't know if it's the pressure of having a microphone or what, but I feel really stupid sometimes because I can't think of what word I want to say.
No, I do, and especially when I'm speaking with the lads, because they'll jump on me more, because they jump on me anyway, because I can't pronounce most words. And it makes me, before I speak on this, it makes me try and like, almost like dumb down my speak.
Yeah.
Which isn't a great sentence in itself. But I make my vocabulary simpler. I don't fuck up a lot of butchering words.
Because
I can say it in my head, and I say it in my head, and that's the more problem. I say stuff in my head before I speak, and then when I'm like, I'm blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it just comes out a bit mushy.
Yeah, and then people are like, what did you say? And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's another word I've fucked up.
Yeah, and when I say it, I kind of hope that you edit it out, but I don't think that you do. And I don't listen to it once it's out there because I hate listening to my own voice. So when I say stuff, I'm like, oh, it's all right. He'll just like edit it.
No, it's
I think you keep them all in.
Yeah.
It depends. So people must be like, God, she can't speak. Oh, she gets all her words mixed up.
It depends. I don't know. It depends on how you say it. If you say it again, I'll use the better one. But if you don't say it again, then I'll just leave it in.
Great.
So what's next on Becky's agenda?
So I was trying to think of something we could do. And I know before we said about like doing bits from Reddit and stuff. And I was actually inspired the other day when we were driving to Aldi to buy some cheesecakes.
Yeah, we went all the way to Aldi. What was it, about 7 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
Something like that. And we're like, oh, fuck, we really want dessert. So we drove all the way to Aldi. I went into Aldi and just picked up probably, what, about 10 desserts?
You bought, like, I thought you were just going to
buy
one.
These are only mini, by the way. I didn't buy, like, a tubs of trifle or whatever.
Oh, they were, like individual.
Yeah, the little glass cheesecakes and desserts that you get from Aldi. If you shop there, you know them because they're absolutely banging.
Yeah, and then you came back with tons.
Yeah, like, I came back with, like, 10.
We weren't, like, you, obviously, because it's one person in, so you went into the shop and I was like, that, you know, do we need anything else? You were like, that, no, we are only buying desserts. I'm not buying anything else. So you come back with, like, a handful of all different, well, not even a handful, like a proper load.
Armful, yeah. I did buy a bottle of Coke Zero, like a big bottle of Coke Zero as well.
And about 10 desserts. And then we sat in the car and ate them because I brought some spoons with me. Yeah. And we said
we're
going to
eat. Just eat them in the car, didn't we?
We didn't eat all 10, obviously. I had one, you had two. And this Aldi is literally 5 minutes down the road from our house. That's how.
Shout out to Aldi Cozil. If you want to sponsor the podcast, we're open.
That's how impatient we are. We couldn't even wait till we got home. I had two spoons in my pocket.
We were going to turn round as well because I went, oh shit, we forgot the spoons. Becky in a dressing gown. In a dressing gown, just whips out two spoons like, don't worry, I've got this.
And it was in that moment that we realised we were meant to be.
Yeah, really. Yeah. We fell back in love all over again. Yeah. Well, they were banging. They do it like a chocolate ganache.
Yeah, it's kind of like
God, it's so good.
Yeah, that is the best one, isn't it?
And then like a chocolate vanilla cheesecake.
I weren't feeling that as much.
Oh, no, I did. Well, proper.
Oh, it's got nothing on the Marks and Spencer's one, though.
Oh, my God.
That chocolate, I know, this is a little bit. This is nothing to do with the story that I'm going to get to.
No. But we have to talk about Marks and Spencer's.
But we're massive foodies, so, you know.
Oh, my God. I'm a huge fan of the New York style cheesecake. I'm absolutely a massive, massive fan. And I hate cheesecake before this cheesecake, and I still don't really like cheesecake.
That's a lie.
No, I'm on about. I don't like all the fancy cheesecakes. I just want New York style Marks and Spencer's.
Or
type.
Chocolate and vanilla from Aldi or Lidl. You always eat them cheesecakes. You literally just
ones.
Said how nice they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, but no, they're little ones. They aren't proper though, are they? I mean, like a proper
cheesecake. Yeah, proper cheesecake. Okay.
They're more like you can get it all in a spoon, teaspoon, isn't it? Anyway, before I got rudely interrupted. So then the Marks & Spencer's New York style cheesecake, absolutely banging. I couldn't think there was a better dessert. I absolutely love that. And I get a slice, I get two slices, don't I? And I normally, obviously you have one, but I just end up putting the whole slice in my mouth in like two bites. I absolutely love it. But I got a new one, which is their Gastropub. Yeah, Gastropub range. And it's their chocolate ganache on like
it's like a chocolate tort, so it's ganache on like it says a biscuit base, but it's kind of like
it's like Oreo, I think.
Yeah,
like
it's almost
base.
A bit like a rubble or
like an Oreo rubble base.
Yeah, oh, bloody lovely.
And that was one of my, I think we said it might be the best dessert we
shop
bought.
Dessert, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it was bloody lovely.
So if you do want to try it, shout out to the New York style cheesecake from Marks & Spencer's. Banging.
It's all right. I don't think it's the best cheesecake out there.
It literally is the best cheesecake out there. And then the chocolate ganache on like the chocolate rubble base.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was really good. So if we do hit, you know what, we could probably add stuff like this, like food-wise.
Oh, yeah. Food that we like.
Yeah, we could go into food we like.
We'll need a whole episode to talk about the apple crumble, though, Noel.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no,
we're not getting into that
now.
We don't have time.
This would take 20 minutes.
So anyway, carry on back to the story. So while we were on this trip to Aldi, because Niall was driving, Niall chooses the radio, and it's always country hits country, which I think will be a surprise for a lot of people listening that Niall is a fan of country hits.
It's getting so repetitive, but again, like, shout out to Country Hits Radio, the best radio station in the world. In the world.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's so good. It's just country music. And then drive time, you get like Nashville. They send over like their breakfast show. I just love it. I love all the tunes.
Una from the Saturday, she does a... Well, does she still do it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, she does a show. Yeah. There's a few English presenters, and then obviously sometimes they do like their American station, like choosing, doesn't it?
But it's absolutely brilliant. I love that radio. It's proper got me into country music.
Oh, it just really makes you laugh that you're a fan of country music.
I was
going to
say, and it probably doesn't help my image, is like some fucking hick. Oh, that's really American.
I was going to say,
some douche. And it's like perfect that I'd like country music. But country music's really good. I don't think it has the stereotype image that it does.
I just wouldn't put you and country music together. But anyway,
Becky,
we were listening to country hits, and they had like a question that had come in. And it was like, what would you do in this situation? Which I thought would be quite interesting. So it was basically someone had written in and she said that best friend has been going out with her partner for a long, long time. She's friends with both of them now. The partner is a guy and he wants to propose to her. And he's trying to ask the best friend questions like, you know, what ring would she like? How should I do? Blah, blah, blah. But her best friend is also telling her that she wants to break up with the guy. And she was like, what should I do in this situation? And I just thought, oh, that's really quite interesting. What would we recommend if we were in that situation?
Yeah. I mean, we had like a little bit of discussion in the car. And I think my stance is talk to the bloke first and say, like, because, you know, obviously the relationship's on the ropes for whatever reason, maybe mutually, or it might just be one-sided. But you just ask, are you trying to propose to fix the relationship? Because a lot of people do that. And a lot of people, especially with babies, a lot of people do it with babies, which is even fucking worse crime. But
yeah,
people do that with like babies to fix relationships. They do it with like proposing, like maybe if we, you know...
Or moving in. Any big step in a relationship, it's like sometimes they feel they've got an ultimatum, so they just go, oh, I'll do that. That'll fix it.
Adding pressure to a relationship, I just don't see how that fixes anything. If anything, you should back away.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, because I think backing away people...
people panic sometimes, don't they?
So I think my first step would go speak to him and say, is this trying to fix a broken relationship? If he's delusional and he's like, no, like we're having such a great time, I think time to move on to the next step. Then I'd be like to him, well, she's going to break up with you, mate. This is why I tried to do it nicely and do it the whole, you shouldn't use a ring to fix a relationship, but you're clearly delusional because she's in a place that she wants to get rid of you and you're in a place that you want to commit forever.
See, I would do it probably a little bit differently. So obviously, the way that I interpreted it is that the best friend is the female in the situation. And she's obviously friends with the guy through her.
Yeah.
So I would say she needs to speak to her friend and say, look, if you're going to break up with him, you have to do it sooner rather than later. He's not in the same mind space as you. He's obviously thinking everything's okay. And obviously I'd probably talk to her without saying he's going to propose and say, look, what are you after? Why don't you want to be with him? You need to break up if you don't want to be with him, blah, blah, blah. And then obviously if he's asking me questions about things, I think I'd probably be a bit, not standoffish, but I'd probably do like subtle signals to kind of be like, not put him off, but make him like delay it or, you know, are you sure this is what you want to do? And, you know, what are your plans for the future? Kind of try and work out where he's coming from, where he's getting this idea that they're going to get engaged. But I think responsibility, I would say, is with her if she wants to break up with him. And me as her best mate, I need to tell her, right, either do it or don't. And if you're going to do it sooner rather than later. And if you're not going to do it, then make a go at the relationship. But to me, I would think that it's her responsibility.
To make a go at the relationship if she's talking about breaking up.
Yeah, but why is she talking about breaking up? Is it because she doesn't think he's going to commit? Do you know what I mean? It could be something as simple as that. Without knowing the whole situation, you can't really. But
yeah,
I would say she would be my go-to, whereas you would go to him, which, you know, is kind of where we differ. But I thought questions like that would be quite good, like, what would you do?
Yeah. So what ifs? Yeah, we could. I did like that when we heard it. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Especially because we have two different opinions on it. Not that different, though. We both kind of do it. Well, we both start off the similar. So try and do it nice and softly.
But probably wouldn't happen because neither of us are nice and soft when we're talking about stuff. We're quite direct.
But... Yeah, no. I can't imagine me doing it. But I don't know. I'd think the relationship's over no matter what. Where you're on about maybe giving
well,
it a
you
go.
Don't know the reasons.
No, exactly. So, exactly. But I'm based on what was said. He wants to get married and commit forever. So I think there's clearly something fucked up going on.
The same situation happened in Friends with Monica and Chandler. She thought he was gonna.
I was waiting for your first Friends reference.
She thought he wasn't gonna propose, so she was like that. Do I want to be in this relationship? But she did, and he was just trying to put her off the scent. Maybe it's the same situation going on with these guys.
Maybe. I doubt it, though. And also, Friends isn't real.
I know, but it gives me so many life lessons. I've learned so much from it.
I said you should. If you can find someone who loves Friends, I mean, I love Friends, I do. I think it's brilliant, but I'm just not as obsessed with it as you.
I don't think I'm that bad.
You really are. You're absolutely obsessed with it. How can you say you're not obsessed with something and you watch it every day?
I don't watch it every day. Yes, but you do. It's good. I'm so familiar with it that it can be my background and I don't pay attention, which
yeah,
is
good. You
do
pay attention because you'll be doing something else and you laugh at jokes in the show.
Yeah, because I know what's going on. It's like listening to a song. You can sing along to a song without
I get
paying
that.
Attention.
I do that in films all the time.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Lord of the Rings, I can just listen to the vocals and I can see the image of exactly what's happening scene by scene in my head.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. You don't actually have to sit there and watch it. Whereas, you know, certain things, I have to make time just to sit and watch and focus on it.
Oh, no. Like I said, I love it. You should get, like, an episode where you get someone on and you just talk about
Friends.
Friends. And just do, it like, a 45-minute episode on just you and Friends. Or talk to yourself. You can come into the...
That's really sad, doing an episode about Friends on my own without any friends.
I don't know. You could come into the Beats Laboratory anytime you want.
This is our tiny little box room that we've kind of converted into like a makeshift office, which Nala's got all the equipment out over.
I did have my games in here as well.
Yeah, but it's kind of... It is like your room in the whole house.
It's my
the whole
room.
House is me, and then this is your room where you put your stuff in.
But this is me in the Beats Laboratory, I think.
It's not a Beats Laboratory.
It is a Beats Laboratory.
It's like makeshift.
I like it. Have you seen it? It's like, obviously you guys won't be able to see it, but it's like a proper YouTuber cell. You don't think?
I don't know. I haven't seen. I don't watch YouTubers.
Another point, what I said yesterday about females not being massively into YouTube, statistically.
I think loads of people are. I just don't think I am.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah, but it's like... I think people watch different things on YouTube, don't they? There's something for everyone, really. But I just feel like once you get into it, I feel like you get into, like, a YouTube hole, you know, and it's hard to...
Yeah, it's not
about,
it's like Facebook videos, isn't it? Because the algorithms put the next video that you'd be interested in, and most of the time it works.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to skip maybe a couple of videos, like scroll down a couple of times, but then there's a video that you're like, oh, yeah. That'd be like a Graham Norton.
Graham Norton clips.
Yeah, Graham Norton clips are class. I love Graham Norton, in fairness.
I think he's great. I wish I was a celebrity so I could go on that sofa. Oh, I just love him.
Yeah, no, I really like Graham Norton. He's just really funny, and it feels like he gets all the actors who come on pissed. So they seem like they're having a good time.
And I feel like it's like... The chat show that you watch, especially like UK chat show, where people like doing it. Like, I reckon celebrities are like, oh, I get to go on Graham Norton. Oh, great. I reckon they love it because it's so chilled. You like sit on the sofa with all the famous people, no matter who you are. You're all mixed together and you just have a laugh. And then there's the red chair and I just love it. And I think Graham's an absolute legend.
And I think a lot of Americans are like taken aback because there's... Obviously, is this swearing in?
Yeah.
So there's like swearing, like you're chucking people off a story who they find boring. You don't show them respect.
Yeah, there's like no rules whatsoever on that show.
I think like American actors who come on are so shocked. They're just having a great time. They can be more themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he did really well. Same with when Jonathan Ross was on the BBC. Like it was more chilled out, having a laugh. He was just slightly more serious than Graham's, but I think they do enjoy doing like British chat shows more than American. They don't have to worry as much over
here. It's like a change for like all the normal promotional stuff they do. It's all the same, isn't it? Whereas Graham Norton, it's just so different that it's a bit more like they have a bit of fun. But then I suppose they have that on like the American chat shows because there's about a million, aren't there, in America, whereas there's not really that many in the UK.
And I think it helps that the British actors who come on are really comfortable, and like it seems like they're all kind of mates, especially the older actors. When you've got like, I want to say Judy Dench, but is it Judy Dench?
Julie Waters.
And then, oh my God, I can't believe Ian McKellen.
Oh, I love when Ian McKellen's on.
Yeah, he's on.
Oh, did you see the one where Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart are on?
Yeah.
And then they're comes like on mates. And surprises them. Oh, and he's got his little rainbow shoelaces on and he's like Magneto coat on. Oh, I just absolutely love him.
Yeah,
he's such a gem.
I think these are still big names and a lot of them actually like respect their craft as well. So I think it helps when they've got someone like that on. Mm. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, this is a little bit more chilled. So
yeah,
I think Graham
like
gets the best stuff.
Diverse
Graham.
Sofa. Like he's our best.
Yeah, Graham Norton.
Yeah, it's like you'll have like a comedian on there and then like a Hollywood A-lister and then like some new music like person. Like there's so like anyone can sit on the sofa next year, which I think is quite nice. I just think you get a good little.
I think it's brilliant when they put them next to someone who's got a really British accent, either Scottish, Welsh, Irish.
I love when they have like an Irish or a Northern Scottish.
And they, you can see the Americans don't know what to do because they don't know what they're saying. So they normally might have an Australian there with them. So they're laughing, know what they're on about. But if it's pure American, they're laughing. You can see it's like half a second after the audience laughs.
Yeah,
and Graham,
they just go, oh, it's like, something oh, funny. Yeah. Did you see, you remember the Irish rowers that won, I think they won silver?
Yeah.
And that when they go on, I think it's it's the French actress. She was in Le Vion Rose and she was in Batman with Bane.
Yes,
Marion.
I know what you're on about.
Is it Marion?
I don't know her name, but she's...
Well, she was on the sofa.
Inception.
Yeah. She was on the sofa and they're just chatting away to like Graham and then her face is just like, what the hell is going on? And Graham's like that, do you understand a word? And she's like that, no, not at all. And it's mad because obviously Graham's got a slight Irish accent, but obviously a lot of people... He went really Irish in that episode. I think it's like, do you know when you go around certain people, like, I mean, I stick with everyone I know, but if you're, say, Scottish and you move to London or something, your accent might get softer. But if you go back home to Scotland, it probably gets stronger again. So I think it depends who you're around. Your accent will come out more. So I think, obviously, when he's got Irish guests on, he'll probably sound a bit more Irish, but oh, that was so funny, that clip.
This is a perfect example of a lad we went to school with, Shane. If you are listening, your accent, and we've said it many times to you, is absolutely horrendous.
Why?
Because he went from being a Brummy, like Solihull, not super Brummy, like kind of posh, but like still Brummy. And then he came back with some Eton posh boy accent.
Oh, really?
Because he went around all rich London people. And his missus was from like Hong Kong. She's like proper like British Hong Kong, so like grew up in Hong Kong, but like proper posh tough voice. And he came back with this tough voice, and you were like, "Is anyone else hearing that?" And you heard him. He did notice it, but he didn't lose it when he got back. He'd obviously acclimatized around these rich posh people. That was it then. Now
see,
that's his voice.
I don't think. Do you know, like, people change their accents with who they speak to?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, some people do it when they go to uni, or if they see, like, certain people, they pick up on their accent.
Yeah.
I can't do that. And I think I could move anywhere in the world, and I would still sound the same, and I absolutely hate that.
Well, one of my best mates, James, Bullcott, his accent is fucking horrendous now when it comes about. It's like
but he has moved like halfway around the world.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like his accent's proper changed. But to be fair to him, because he's like a chameleon, he changes his voice back to kind of Brummy. So before he leaves, he's got a normal accent again. And then Yeah, and then when he comes back from Australia, it's like he was born and raised there. Except some things he can't help. Like five. You can tell where someone's from Birmingham if they how they say five. And you can't ever change that. It's like one of the
How do other people say five?
I don't know. It's just that everywhere I've ever gone, people have always said like five.
See, I didn't think my accent was that bad.
Oh, you got absolutely slated about your accent.
And I used to like at work, because obviously I don't work in my area, so I work outside of Birmingham. And anyone that's a proper Brummie will know that my accent is quite weak for like central Birmingham.
I honestly thought you were posh.
I thought I was posh.
And I think everyone else has said that you were posh like, in real life. Well, not posh. You have got a Brummie accent, but you are posher. I think I'm more common than you. I would say I'm posher.
And people laugh at me when I say that. And then obviously on the podcast, it's come out. Yep. And this is my like, well, not when I get into it, but when I start it, I do like my phone voice, which is like my posh voice.
And, but no, everyone said that you've got like a proper Brummie accent, and I couldn't believe it. I always thought you were the posh one, but everyone
so
said
did I, Niall. Yeah, so did I.
Everyone said it, that you've got some really bad Brummie accent.
Maybe it's just the way I say things. It must be, but maybe. I don't think I'll ever escape this. And I think this is probably why people don't believe me when I pretend that I'm posh.
But I used to think Brummie's one of them accents that doesn't fade away. But when people have gone elsewhere, yeah, they get rid of it. I think it's because of the stereotype.
I think it's just people, because people can move from different like countries and still have their accent.
True.
And then some people like move down the road and then completely change an accent. You know, I think it just depends on the person.
But loads of our friends did that when they went away to uni. Mm. They came back with like posh voices. Most of the time they came back with posh voices.
I suppose it just depends who you surround yourself with as well. If everyone else has got an accent, you'll pick up on bits.
Yeah, but no one picked up like Scouse.
Yeah, but what, did you know anyone that went to Liverpool?
Or Manc. Yeah.
I've only gone for people who went to Liverpool.
I don't know anyone to get Manc. Anyway, the point is, yeah, I didn't think Birmingham accent could go, but clearly it does.
I wish it went on there. I'd like to get rid of it.
No, best accent in the world.
It's really not.
It is.
It's really not.
It is.
We'll disagree on this.
Brummie to the die, mate.
I think we've just completely got sidetracked.
Yeah, but that's the point of this. It's not. I mean, we'll have some structure, but I just like talking to you.
Yeah, I quite like it. It's the only time you actually speak to me in lockdown.
That's true. But that's because we live together. You don't need to speak to each other all the time. Like Chris Rock said, the reason why our parents stayed together for 40, 50, 60 years is because they didn't have that person in their
But both pocket. Of our parents that are divorced.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but he's older
but
than us.
The generation before, yeah. Like our grandparents.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they actually missed
each
other.
And to be fair, it's still probably 50-50 for our parents' generation.
Mm.
Probably more than that. It's just that it's become the norm that people just sack off, you know, like marriages and that now.
Well, we might be joining that statistic.
Very true. Hopefully soon.
This is a joke that we have. We don't actually plan to get divorced soon. No. As soon as we start mentioning it, will probably be the time when we're actually thinking of getting divorced.
You say that.
Such a bastard.
But yeah, so what were we even talking about?
About Chris Rock and missing each other, and
he mentioned that they have with the invention of the phone, you have your partner in your pocket 24/7.
Yeah,
like there's no time away. His dad used to, he says, like his dad used to go out for 12 and a half hours a day, come back
a lot for work.
Yeah, and then his parents had something to talk about, and they missed each other, and they were happy to see each other. If you're talking to your missus or your boyfriend or whatever 24/7.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about, is there? There's no surprise.
I've said to you, like, when I've come in and like I've even like snapped at you where you want to have a chat, and I've said, "How do you know? You already know what's gone on. There's nothing to talk about."
But to be honest, we don't text very much through the day.
No,
We never phone call.
No, and that's what I mean. So we actually do have stuff to talk about. But when we don't, I'm like, there's nothing to talk. I don't like having conversation for conversation's sake. It really winds me up. Like I think most phone calls in the world can be finished within 15 seconds.
Yeah, but it's just nice to talk to people, isn't it?
It's not, unless you've got something to talk about. That's why I hate video calling. But I also hate like long phone calls. Like if you get someone who calls you And they're like, if the, let's say the objective of the phone call is, what time are we meeting to go to the pub tonight? You ring up and they're like, hello. And you're like, oh, what time do you want to meet at the pub? I don't know, 6, 7. All right, sound, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there when people have rang you and it's not someone that you definitely want to hang up on because you can't just say, oh, go away.
Yeah.
But you've been stuck on the phone for over like 10 minutes and I can see in your face that you're literally raging because you can't get off this phone call. But it's about nothing. And I'm like, that. Yeah. You could see how much you want. Whereas for me, I could talk for hours on the phone and it wouldn't bother me.
Oh, no. If I've got something to talk about, I can talk and talk. But if there's, if you're talking for talking's sake, or especially if I'm not... So 99% of the time, that's going to be something I'm not interested in. Stop the conversation. Do everyone a favour and stop it.
I just think no one's going to be calling you or video calling you ever again.
Or everyone's going to start doing it.
Yeah. Just to
Alex,
wind you up.
And Alex does it all the time, but not on, not videoing, but he does it on WhatsApp calls, which winds me up.
What, video?
No, like, he uses WhatsApp to call.
Oh, see, my mum and dad do that, and it drives me mad.
It winds me up. Like, just use,
because it always breaks up.
Yes, it always breaks up. Like, and there's that weird lag as well when it comes on. You're like, hello, hello, and they're like, oh, hello. And then you're like, yeah, oh, I've just said hello twice. Hello.
Like, everyone's got minutes now. No one uses them.
Everyone has unlimited minutes.
So why ring? Unless you've got no signal where you are and you've got internet. Fair enough. But this isn't the case for the people that ring me on WhatsApp.
No.
And they ring me and then they go, oh, it keeps cutting out. I can't hear you. And I'm like, well, you've rang me on WhatsApp. That's why.
Yeah,
ring me on the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But going back to the Chris Rock thing, I think people need to actually have something to talk about. I don't mind the lads WhatsApp group because that fills your day.
Mm.
And that's chatting shit.
You're not married to any of them.
No, and you have a break so you can chat shit on there, but you go back and you might have like 200 messages that you can look through. And that's just people like killing time. I don't mind that kind of conversation. That's what text is perfect for.
Yeah.
Idle conversation, text someone. Mm. If you go into call, a call should last no more than 15 seconds. Even in like, think of emergency. Say, like, your mum's in hospital. You'd ring her and say, hello. Oh, yeah, mum's in hospital. You need to get here quick as you can. Sound. Conversation over. That's it.
You're not going to ask what's happened.
Why do you need to? The conversation's over. Get to the hospital.
That's true.
Obviously, you probably add Heartland's in there or...
Yeah. Which hospital are you going to?
So you'd add that in there. But that's about it. That's the conversation.
Yeah.
But like, or you're on your way home, so on my way home, I'll be about 25, 30 minutes. Yeah, sound. Boom. Conversation over.
I mean, we're not very much like people that are on the phone all the time anyway.
No.
But like, we, especially with lockdown, we have our separate areas of the house or we've got separate hobbies that we do without the other person.
Yeah.
So we don't spend all day every day together. Because I think if we did, I'd be pulling my hair out. So I think for our own sanity and for us too, like, it might be that you go on a game or you watch some videos or whatever. It might be that I read a book or watch something on Netflix. Like, we'll have our separate time.
Yeah.
And then when we have dinner, we'll have dinner together and we can chat then or, you know. So I think that works well for us to have separate time. And I think that's, like the thing with the phones. If you're constantly talking throughout the day, you get home. How was your day at work? Well, you already know. And, you know, I think that's something that's quite relevant.
I think it's a good takeaway for us and everyone. I think more people should start doing it.
Mm.
I think you should not talk to people. No. Obviously, that sounds bad, but you should not talk to people unnecessarily. Like, if you've got nothing to say, save it till you see them.
Yeah.
Save it till you see them, and then you can have a proper conversation. And I think that helped. And I don't know. I was watching that. I thought that before, but watching that kind of made it It made it like ring true to me.
Yeah, I think
true. Everyone should start doing that. Stop talking to each other all the time.
Yeah, and just save it for when you're like face to face, or you know, if you've had a bad day. Say I've had a bad day, but you can talk about it. Like, you don't need to.
Yeah, but that'd be something to talk about.
Yeah.
If you give a running commentary all day. I don't know. Barbara is being a bitch at work. I just can't wait to get to my lunch break. And then you text saying what she's been doing.
Yeah.
And then you get home and be like, oh, you wouldn't believe. Like, Barbara's been such a bitch there. So I know, don't tell me about it. And then they get, and then this my imaginary person might get then get upset and be like, why won't you talk to me? Ring true, Becky, does it?
Well, that's just because you don't want to talk to me ever.
Not about something I already know about.
Or something you're not interested in.
Yeah, that's probably more true. But yeah, so just don't like repeat the subject. Anything else? Because we're coming up close to an hour.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like we kind of need to like wrap it up. Yeah, I feel like we've talked about quite a lot in that.
But yeah, so yeah, we'll wrap it up there then. That'll be the end of episode 4. I'll upload that Sunday night.
Thanks again to everyone for listening. And as always, if you've got any questions or suggestions or anything, then you can email us at
abbysounds@outlook.com, and then obviously the social media, Abby Sounds on Facebook and Instagram. Just send a message if you want us to do anything. You know, you saw something on Facebook, like I don't know, like a quiz or something.
Yeah,
anything you think would be quite funny.
There's no structure whatsoever, so no. We're willing to try anything. So
yeah.
But appreciate everyone who's listening,
yeah,
and who's actually made it to the end of this podcast.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.
See you soon.
Bye.